Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina. Jesus said, he said, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He'll cause men to give into your bosom. Amen. Let's put our confession to our possession up. Since we just gave, that means if you give, you're supposed to receive something. Amen. That means what? You possess it. See, we're not just supposed to, I didn't just confess Jesus as my Lord. I possessed him as my Savior. Amen. So thank you, Father God, as your children, we are getting our lands and our places of employment. All of our debts are being eliminated. We will owe no man nothing but what? The love. We claim our great and goodly cities, our houses full of good things, our vehicles and all the equipment that we need to preach and teach the word of faith to the world, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, that confession might get added to and updated. Because as the Lord keeps giving, amen, it just keeps getting bigger. Hey, we're supposed to be going from glory to glory. That's supposed to be our story, amen? Amen, amen. Come on now. Amen. God don't get glory in my sickness. He gets glory when I'm healed. Amen. Amen. He gets glory when I'm healed. And I was healed before the foundations of the world. Because Jesus knew I'd be sick. He knew the fall of man would happen. And he gave me a way out. He gave me an exodus. Amen. And he also, when the children of Israel came out, he put a lot of gold and silver on them. Amen. Why? Because they had been mistreated as God's children. It had been withheld from them because of Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt. See, the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, that ain't the end of the story. But Jesus said, I am. Uh-oh. Look out, devil. Trouble. When the I am shows up, you got to go. I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. Come on, let's recall. We want to see the life cereal come back on our shelves, man. Remember that life? Mikey likes life. Life. Life cereal. Amen. That's what Christians eat for breakfast. Life cereal. Amen. With milk. And I like the whole milk. Amen. You know, we water it down, call it 2%, 1%. My God, we get down to even what? Is it? I think there's even 0.5%. Might be. My God, I want the 100%. I want the whole thing. I want what it was meant to be. Good. God said it's good. When God, come on now. What does God? God says it's good. Everything that he created. Now, when we get in there and we start adding to and putting all these steroids in the cows and all this crazy stuff, you know what? We got a covenant with God. Amen. That says, talks about man, the way of man, it's messed up. But the man Christ Jesus brought us redemption. Amen. Man, he brought us, he freed us from that curse of the law. I tell you what, we mess a good thing up. Man without God will mess it up. That's just, it just happened, amen. Man without God is lost. And there's no way you can change that except Jesus. So today, we were talking about, for the last two Sundays, about God and country. And I got to change our PowerPoint. We're really going to start Pledge Allegiance to the Christian flag, because that's where our help comes from. And then the American flag. And then the Bible. See, we're in the middle. Remember Jesus gave us a model prayer? He says, when you pray, pray our Father. Amen. Put the Father first. And then we put our petitions in there. And then we give glory back to the Father. In this way, pray. See, God for the beginning and the end. And just put our stuff in the middle. Amen. See, because, man, that's a good sandwich. It's called a sandwich prayer. Amen. The meat's in the middle. Amen. We the meat, but God, man, he makes the whole package. He makes it a supreme. Amen. You know, you like to have, what is it, a four-piece, what is it, Darius, at Bojangles? Chicken supreme. I think he like, that Darius used it quicker. I think you, now if I say Golden Corral, you got something really, you got them yeast rolls. That's about the first thing, right? That's Daniel, okay. Darius, what's your favorite place to eat? It varies, amen, that's a good answer. Don't name just one place. Our God is a God of abundance, man. He's got a lot of names, amen? I said, there's one name, the I Am, but in the I Am is the peace, Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. The names of God. Well, faith in the name of Jesus, life will be so much sweeter. And today, you know, our motto, the American motto is, in God we trust. I ain't going to take the Latin. So, but when I hear it, in God we trust, I hear faith. Trust in the Old Testament was spoken more than faith. Trust in the Lord your God. But in the New Testament, it's brought into faith. Because if you got faith in God, you're trusting God. Amen? Now, there's faith, there's foolishness, and then there's presumption. See, there's true Bible faith. This is what we're going to talk about because God said, I got a mandate to teach faith and preach faith until Jesus comes. Amen. Now, that's faith for getting saved, faith for getting healed, faith for walking in the Bible. It's all encompassed in faith, Wayne. It's all in that capsule. Amen. Everything that we are made of, we were made by faith. The Word of God framed everything. This whole universe is framed and held by the Word of God's power. There's power in the Word of God. There's power. God has power. Mark 11, 22, 23 is our keynote. It's where the Lord, when I was teaching on for God and country, because see, if we keep God first, our country will prosper. But see, there's people that don't believe that, and we can see by they want to take God out of everything. Well, they can try all they want, but you can't take the Creator out of creation. You can try all you want to. You know what God does? He sits in the heavens and laughs. He laughs. They're trying to take the Creator out of creation. And then we see it, and when that happens, God said, they'll make up images of birds and all these things, and they'll even worship them. And they'll bow down before them. And you know what? They won't speak. Those things, the devil's speaking to them, but that idol ain't saying nothing. The devil is. See, the devil, his main thing is deception. Mark 11, 22 through 23, talking about this is our message now. This is faith in God. Now, remember I taught y'all about the fig tree and about the fig wasp, how it goes in to the fig. And if that wasp goes in, it's a female wasp, and it's a male fig, then seeds will be created because that's the way it works, right? And the female wasp, she's sacrificed because when she goes in, her wings, she loses her wings and she can't get back out because when she's struggling to get in there, she loses her wings. So she becomes the sacrifice that brings forth the fruit. See, Christ went into the heart of the earth. He became the sacrifice for all mankind. It brings the fruit of salvation. Amen? He's the firstborn of many brethren. He's the first fruits. Come on, he's the first fruit of a new creation that never had existed before. There's never going to be sin. There's never going to be sin or sickness or darkness anymore. Jesus has become the Father, you can say, of that new creation. There's only one Father God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But when Jesus, when he was raised from the dead, things changed. I'm no longer a sinner saved by grace. I'm a new creation, never existed before. Because Jesus, God, became a man, took a man's body and lived a man, and died as sin. He never sinned, but he became sin. And through that sacrifice, like the wasp went in, Jesus could not come back. Once you sow a seed, it doesn't come back in the same form. It gets transformed. I said it gets transformed. Now, I'm saying a corn seed is always going to produce seed. Don't get me wrong. But that seed, when you plant it in the ground, it don't come up looking like a seed. First a blade, then the corn, then the full air in the corn. It transforms. Ain't that awesome? Well, you know who did that? God did that. Amen. And there's one thing that man cannot do. We cannot do. We cannot create seeds. We can't create dirt. It's God's dirt. We came from the dirt. But we can replenish the earth. We can give life, we can create life from the author of life by marriage, coming together, offspring. But the whole earth was set up like that, seed, time, harvest. And that takes faith in God. Amen? That is a supernatural happening that took place. So when you think about the fig tree, and I gave you that history, and we talk about the fig, and Jesus walks up to the fig tree, happily, he said, expecting to have fruit because Jesus was hungry, and he found no fruit. And he cursed the fig tree and said, no man eat from you, because that fig tree was undoubtedly was going to produce some figs sometime. But man, that fig is talking to the Creator saying, I ain't going to have fruit. And God was not pleased. What? It was not being a faith tree. That fig tree was created to bring forth figs. So Jesus said, no more You ain't going to be a hypocrite. You ain't going to be, I'm not going to be coming to you expecting to be filled, and you come, and I come here and I don't get filled up. You know, how would you feel if you went to Bojangles and a light, no, let's just make it this way. How would you feel if you went to the Krispy Kreme? You know, they make donuts, right? Y'all know Krispy Kreme, don't you? One of my favorite, my mom's favorite places. When I tell her we get back from the beach, she'd always say, would y'all go to the Krispy Kreme? Yeah, was the hot light on? Because, man, there's going to the Krispy Kreme to get donuts, and then there's going when the hot light is on. Ain't that right, Ron? When that hot light's on, man, they ride out of the grease. Yeah, you heard me say it, grease. And covered in sugar. Yeah, covered in sugar. I know, God, forgive me. I can repent. I can eat and repent later, right? Forgive me, Lord. But you know what? Where was I going with that? What would you think if you went to the Krispy Kreme and they had the hot light was on and you get there and they say, we don't have no donuts? You going to be happy? Thank you, Darius. I got one nod head up here shaking. No. Happened to us on vacation. I got a $15 Krispy Kreme card from Christmas. Tammy was saving it for my family beach vacation. See, I was making a sacrifice, wasn't I, Tammy? You know I can go to Salisbury and get some Krispy Kreme donuts anytime. Anytime. I was saving it for my family because we go at least twice to the Krispy Kreme, Wayne. And it's about a 45-minute drive from Ocean Isle to North Myrtle. Get there, I think we miss it. And I don't know if it was because of COVID, but the hours changed. That place was always up 24-7, wasn't it, Kelsey? There ain't no time we didn't go by the Krispy Kreme. I couldn't get a donut. And there was a note, wasn't there a note? There was a note torn and kind of hanging from the speaker. What did it say, Kelsey? Pretty much, we closed or what? I'm saying, no way. The voice came from the speaker. It says, we're closed. I about rebuked it, but I didn't, you know, because I'm like, that wasn't the voice. That wasn't God. That wasn't God. I left disappointed. I was not happy. Like Jesus, I was hungry for a donut, and I wasn't happy. I didn't curse them, though, Randy, because Jesus said, don't curse man. Don't curse no man. But you know what? I wasn't happy. I had faith in Krispy Kreme that I was going to get what I'd been possessing and confessing, amen, confessing and possessing. And I got a $15 gift card. It ain't a faith card. I can see it. And it's got $15 backing it up. But it didn't do me no good if the store ain't open. Well, I tell you what, you can have faith in God all day long, but if you ain't got Christ Jesus, he is the Lord. You got to have faith in the Word of God, amen? You just can't be hoping. You just can't be hoping and praying it's going to work. You got to know that you know that you know that if you're going to Jesus to get healed, you're going to get healed. You go to Jesus to get saved, you're going to get saved. And I don't care. He's always on. He's always open. Heaven's always open. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The light's always on. He is the light. Amen. But talking about the fig tree, every time you think about that parable and that story, I want you to think about fig, but I don't want you to see the fig. I want you to see faith in God. F-I-G. Come on, faith in God. Don't put your faith in what the world can produce or what the curse, because of the curse. If it ain't producing, you can speak to it. And you can reverse. Jesus reversed the curse. Amen. This earth was created to provide for us. God's creation. God ain't changed. Now, he's having to work through some stuff. He had to work through some covenants, through some people, amen, that would hear his voice. Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Isaac, Robert, amen, Wayne, Randy. See, God is still speaking. Are you? What are we saying, amen? Have faith in. Not only, now think about the fig, whatever you need to face, whatever you're facing, be a fig. Have faith in God. But you got to know what his faith, you got to know what his word says, what his will is, what he has said. And when you put faith in what he has said, you'll have what he said you'll have. Amen? See, a lot of people are believing and expecting or praying, but they're praying what they have. They're saying what they have instead of praying what they want. Ask somebody how they're doing, you might go, oh, Lord, get a history of how they've been and how they're doing. But see, that's not, if it's bad, that's not your, that's if you're a child of God, that ain't your identity. Amen. You're not prospering that way. You got to say what God says you have. Amen. I call those things that be not as though they are. That's the way God, that's the way faith works. Amen. One day God's calling us home. He's going to call those things that are not in heaven to be there. That's how he works. Amen. He's going to tell the angel, blow the trumpet. Sound the trumpet in Zion. We're going home. Amen. We're going to sit down. It's supper time. Jesus said, come up here. Mama's calling me too. Mama's up in heaven now. And she's called, Robert Scott, it's time to eat. Now that's a very calm voice compared to what Mama really sounded like. Because I would shake, you know, Mama got a pretty good voice. Well, I tell you what, the heavens are going to shake and the earth are going to shake at the sound of God's voice. Amen. Amen. He says he's going to shake. He's going to shake things. Amen. Have faith in God. I ain't even got off of the title of this sermon today. Y'all got plenty of time? We got time till the rapture, till Jesus comes back. Talk about faith. Amen. So today we want to talk about what God wants to say today about faith. So when you think about a fig, what are you thinking about? When you see that fig, faith in God. What has God said? Amen. And when you tell that story, man, inject that into somebody. Amen. What are you believing God for? What promise are you standing on? What seed? See, that's the word. What seed have you sown? Have you seen the harvest? Call it in. Because see, if you're not seeing the harvest, Jesus said we're supposed to bring forth fruit. Amen. So if our body's not bringing forth the fruit, we need to speak to that tree. Amen. Speak to this body in the name of Jesus. Hey, speak to you. Speak, eyes, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Lungs, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. And they hear. That fig tree heard. Why? It dried up from the roots. We can curse sickness, but we don't, you know, we bring in health. Health come for 8.1, you get down to 5.7 blood sugar. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And when I say that, my pancreas is, oh man, we're getting commands. In other words, the doctor says your pancreas is tired, and I leave and say, my pancreas is alive in Jesus' name. Now I made it tired, but Jesus made it alive. See, that's what the word is, quick. So I take that word, and my pancreas says, oh man, somebody said quick, not tired. See, it comes through my brain tired, but when it gets to my heart, I'm saying alive. Because out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks life. And my pancreas is coming alive. It's getting back to where it's supposed to be. Now, there might be a little process there, but I got to help. Amen. My help comes from the Lord. I ain't trusting those horses or chariots. I'm trusting in the name of the Lord. He's a high tower. And that's what I want you guys to do. We got to do it by faith. Amen. Every day, speak faith. Speak the end result from the beginning. Speak what you want to see, not what you're seeing. Amen. Speak it. Possess it. Mark 11, 22, 23 says, and Jesus answered his disciples after they saw what happened to that fig tree. And Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith. That's the whole, it's a mystery to the natural mind, because the natural mind can't receive the spirit part. When Jesus spoke it, they're like, and, you know, have faith in God. They're like, and? They're waiting. Because see, their mind, how can we have faith in God? I can't see God. Jesus said, you see me, you've seen the Father. Okay. It's just that simple. Have faith in God, for verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this fig tree, mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe in your heart, believe that those things which he says, that's twice, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So see, you're going to get what you say, and your believing affects what you're going to say. Amen. So you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. Sometimes you got to keep, that's why you're confessing, you keep saying it, because you're going to have what you say. And that's where I got born again, because I believed and then I said Jesus. I started saying Jesus. I started calling on Jesus. And things started happening in my life. Amen. And I'm not bragging on me, but my wife would say amen. Because she knows me. And she knew the old me. But this year, we were able to purchase debt-free two vehicles. One for Rowan. Was it this year, Kelsey, or was it two? Within a year. I'm possessing what I'm confessing. Amen? And it ain't that we need another. It was Ruthie's vehicle wasn't doing too good. It's just costing too much money, so she's got her desire changed. Amen? But we helped her with the first car. But now this next car, we'll help you get it, but it's time to sow your seed back into us. But we were able to do that and not use the bank, but use the blessing. The blessing. And still have money in the bank, and that's just God. That's just supernatural. Amen? And God wants to do greater things. I want to be able to help other people do greater things. And all it comes by is simply believing and speaking what you believe. What you believe, what you want to see, not what you're seeing right now. Amen? And this is what faith is. Thank you, Lord. So let's read Mark 11 through 33 again. Thank you, Jesus. Good gosh. Y'all supposed to say, what did he see? I saw the clock again. I mean, y'all think, did he see an angel? I saw that old clock on the wall. I'm like, man, it's like you just get started and it's kind of like, where did the time go? Thank you, Jesus. What was I thinking about today, Lord? I was thinking about that mandate. I was thinking about Jesus when he was preaching, when he gave me that mandate this morning. You know, Jesus, when he went, whatever God called him to do that day, he didn't look at what the stock market was doing. He didn't look at what was happening over in Bethany. He just went where the Father said go, period. And he did what the Father said do, period. He didn't ask Peter how he felt about going down to such and such. He didn't ask Judas how much money we got in the treasury when somebody had a need. He just believed his Father. If he said do it, the provision's there. And we're going to do it. Amen. So this is the mentality we got to have in these last days. Is what is God saying do? Amen. What is he saying to you to do? He got a lot of pages right here. He said what to do. Amen. It's written in red and it's written in black. And it's sealed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus ain't changing what he said. Amen. He's not changing. So Mark 11 through 33, and we'll just kind of go from there. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11. And it came to pass, and make sure I'm Mark 11. Oh, man, that's Luke. Y'all wouldn't like me if I started in Luke, would you? Praise the Lord. Mark 11. Here we go. The fig tree withered. What's fig? Faith in God. Okay. Here, when y'all get it, we'll go on to the next topic. See there? Is that right? Well, ain't no need going to chapter 2 till you got chapter 1. And you got to get the introduction in there first. Amen. The foundation. Have faith. That same faith of God. Not only God can do this. I got to have faith in him. No, he's put his faith in you. You say to the mountain. You say to the you say to the banking account. Amen. You say. So Mark 11 through 33. After he went out to Bethany with the 12, and the next day when they had came out from Bethany, Jesus was hungry, and he saw a fig tree having leaves. He went to see perhaps if he would find something on it, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. for it was not the season for figs. In response, in other words, Jesus answered and said to the tree, let no one eat fruit from you ever. That's in red in my Bible. And the disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem and went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And I learned they were making money off. It was inflation in the temple, wasn't it, Marie? She's done some digging. And, man, they wasn't just selling them at what Jesus said, the price. They went up on the price. But they didn't tell you they went up. So, and Jesus would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Now, I found out here, people were even coming from the Mount of Olives and just coming through the church to make a shortcut to their next destination and carrying their stuff, whether it was donkeys, what making noise. And Jesus said, whoa, stop. Go the long way. Amen. We got church service going on. Amen. Jesus set some things in order. He said, my Father's house is a house of prayer. We got some people need prayer in here. And then he taught them, preach and what? Teach. Teach faith. He taught them, is it not written, my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations? That's all people. Taking the word of God to what? To the world. All people. Nations. But you have made it a den of thieves. Sounds like the devil's in church. And then the scribes, the chief priests, heard it and sought how they might bless Jesus. No. They wanted to kill him. That sounds like the devil, don't it? See it? Kill, steal. See, here we go. And they feared him because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, Jesus went out of the city. Been there a long time, teaching and preaching. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. It looks different today. Dried up from the roots. You ever had a flower, you planted a flower, and you woke up in the morning, that thing was just dead. I got one person shaking their head. My wife's got a couple. Well, you know, you got to give it some water. Different things. But are you speaking life over the thing? Amen. You know, they hear too. Jesus proved it. And it was dried up from the roots. And Peter remembered, said, Jesus, look, teacher, look, the fig tree which you cursed, it's withered away. Peter was amazed. Wayne saw that song. We're amazed. Amazing grace. The word works. And Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God, Peter. For a truth I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, that's the difficulty, and you don't doubt in your heart, but believes those things which he says, that's a matter of the heart, he or she will have whatsoever they say. Therefore I say to you, when whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. See, a lot of times, well, let me go on. Let me finish reading this. I said I was going to read this, didn't I? And then he said, and whenever you stand, see, there's more to this too, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anybody, forgive. Get your heart cleared out right there. Forgive. That's not just one time. That's every day you're going to be asking, Lord, forgive me. Forgive them. See, walk in forgiveness. Amen? Just walk in it. That's called walking in freedom. That your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. So what? The Bible says if two of you shall agree, then, man, you're out of agreement and you wonder why things ain't happening sometimes. Then they came to Jerusalem, back to the temple, and he's walking in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him, and they said to him, by what authority? Now, we're going to be focusing on faith and authority. Power, authority. I used to work for the Mooresville Housing Authority. Amen. There's a Statesville Housing Authority. In other words, these are homes that we provide that, you know, the state, the government provides for people that are having tough difficulty. But a lot of them get there, and I'm the maintenance guy, and I'm trimming their trees, and they come out with a cast iron pan saying, get off of my property, get away from my tree. But I represent the housing authority. This is not your place. We have the authority here. But some don't understand that. This happened. Come out with a cast iron pan cussing me like Peter was cussing the Lord. I never knew him, but she knew me and she was coming after me. That's her tree. Don't be cutting it down without her. You know what I mean? I didn't know I had to have her authority. This is what they're asking Jesus. By what authority? You in our place, you in our temple, and what authority? Jesus, he was the authority. He was God. Amen? But he was working undercover. Larry, he was working for Jesus was working for the faith FBI. That's Faith Believers Institute. Amen? He had faith in God. He had faith in what God said my house is supposed to be. And they couldn't see him. They saw him as a man. I said I was going to read through that, didn't I? By what authority are you doing these things, they asked Jesus. And who gave you this authority to do these things? You think Jesus was trembling? Jesus answered and said to them, I will ask you one question and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, and they knew who he was talking about. He didn't say John the Baptist. They knew he was talking about John. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me. Come on, Johnny on spot. Let's go. Answer me. You've got authority. Answer me. I like that. And they reasoned. See, we're talking about faith. You can't reason the Word of God in your head. You'll reason that miracle right away. You won't get born again in your head. You won't get healed by believing in what I said. You got to believe in your heart that Jesus is your healer. And I'm here to teach faith and get your faith active to where you can receive. Amen? And you don't receive from me. You receive from the one who sent me. That's the authority I'm preaching here. God's authority. And they reasoned among themselves. Why? Because they're trying to be something. They are something. You know, pride. We just heard about, read it. Pride exalts itself. They're getting ready to fall. Amen. Now, thank God Jesus was there bringing grace and mercy, or he probably would have put them in their place if the law requires them. See, Jesus was under the law, but he's full of grace. He's operating in grace. Amen. This is the new covenant. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, well, if we say from heaven, Jesus will say, why then did you not believe him? Uh-oh. But if we say from men, they feared the people. For all counted John to have been a prophet indeed, and he was. So they answered and said to Jesus, we don't know. We know not. You don't need to tell everybody what you know. Jesus didn't just go on and say to them, well, you don't have to tell me, but I'll go ahead and tell you. No, he didn't. Because a lot of them said, we know, we're in bondage to no man. Jesus would talk to the religious people. He'd tell them they're in bondage. We're under bondage to no man. Abraham's our father. And they were under bondage. They were shackled. Jesus knew it. But he didn't cast his pearls. He had work to do. And the Father said, don't mess with them right now. You go minister to those that are seeking after you, that are hungry for the word. And those are the ones that's good ground right now. They'll receive the word. And they'll receive that seed, and it'll multiply 30, 60. Why do you think those healings were manifesting? Because their hearts were pure before God. See, Jesus didn't have to have a seed, time, harvest. He was seed time. Come on. It was his time. Amen? He said, for this purpose, it's my time right now, when he read in the temple. The Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, that Spirit of the Lord is upon me now. Seed time. Miracles, man. Amen? That seed's never been planted. That's the way we can live. Seed time harvest. But some people don't have no seed. That's when the gifts of the Spirit come in. Amen? That's when somebody can receive from the gift of the Spirit operating through you, through the Holy Ghost. But they still need to get that seed. They need to get some found. They need to get that seed in them. Because I don't want to live off the manna, the miracles. I want to walk in the blessing. I want to walk in the promised land. That's seed time and harvest. That's something that you got to do. Amen? Amen? That's what you got to do. That's sweat. It'll be some work, some time. You got to put some sweat into it. Amen? You got to plow the ground. Amen? Sometimes your hearts get hard, and you didn't even know it, man. You didn't know. It's just something you believe, but it wasn't the truth. You maybe believed a lie, and it made your heart hard to when somebody would say the truth, you're like, well, that ain't what I heard. That's when you just get to let your heart be plowed up. Let that religion be plowed up. Get that out of there and get the good seed in there, that good ground. The truth, amen? These guys, these religious, they wasn't teaching truth. They was deceiving the people and stealing from the people, robbing from the people. There wasn't no great thing happening in church until Jesus showed up. Come on. He got them out of there, and guess what? People started, their eyes started getting healed, their limbs started, their arms, their, man, people were getting touched. And you know what? Jesus started drawing the crowds. Amen? And he wasn't charging for the healing. Amen? It was free. Come on. He who the Son, it was free. It was going to cost you your faith. You're going to have to follow me, he said. Follow me. I don't have nowhere to lay my head. I don't know where I'm going, he'd say. I don't have a bed. I don't have a pillow. I don't have a particular place. He said, this is where I'm going. If you want to follow me, come on. We just trust in God. Somebody's going to put us up tonight. Somebody's going to feed us. Somebody's going to take care of us. And they did. Amen. I just was listening to one of my friends, Randy, that helped us on sound here years ago. He just talking about he was going to stay somewhere, and he used one of these, I'm not going to mention it because that wouldn't be right, one of these places to get your motel through an app, and he got it, but he found out, oh man, it's the wrong date. 10 minutes later, and he even gave the $9 to protect his cancellation policy. And he said, oh man, it's the wrong date. 10 minutes later, he called him back and talked to somebody and said, well, sorry, but we can't do that. He said, but I got the $9 here for the cancellation policy. And I think they hung up on him, and he got an email. They gave him $9, he said, because it cost $104 for the cancellation policy. So they refunded him for $9 instead of the $104. It was a bad situation, but the main thing is, he said, make sure you know where you're going and when you're going. And don't just make sure the dates are right. Jesus knew where he was going. He didn't send the money ahead. It came to him. Wherever he was blessed. Because he said, if you go into this house and they give you and you release your peace and they receive it, man, they're probably going to say, hey, man, we got a room over here. Y'all want to eat? We got supper. Yeah! You don't say, oh, no. Don't let pride come in and say, oh, no, we'll manage. We'll get by out here. No, you eat. And peace be to that place. So they couldn't answer Jesus. And Jesus said, neither do I. And Jesus answered and said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But thank God for the love of God. Those that were following Jesus, after this happened, Jesus would always get with his disciples and say, he would say, here, now understand the parable of the fig tree. Because those that have ears to hear what we, Jesus is there to explain it to us. If they would have humbled, if those priests and Pharisees, if they would have humbled themselves, they could have learned the mystery of the kingdom of God. Why? God's no respecter of persons, but what is he a respecter of? Faith. Amen? Faith is the key to heaven. Actually, Jesus is the key to heaven. Faith unlocks the door. That's the way it needs to be said. Jesus is the master key. He's the door. Amen? He got the key. It's locked to some, but if you'll come to him, it's opened up. And he never locks it back. Ain't that awesome? Amen. Are you ready to start experiencing faith in God? Amen. This is something we'll do. We got faith, saving faith. And then we got, I live by faith. I walk by faith. And the Bible says, I'm gonna die by faith. Paul said, I finished my race. I run my course. And he said, there's been laid up for me a crown, what, of righteousness? And he said, not just for me only, but for all those that will put faith in Christ Jesus. And I want to make note again, I got to share my little, Tammy and Reed last week, or week before, Deanna gave me a little drawing out here before church. And she gave it to me. Now you got to see, I'll just tell you, she gave it to me. I said, that's a picture of me. That's a cross up there. She says, yeah, that's a picture of you. I drew that. But the pews didn't have no people in it. And I said, wow, that is good. And I said, there's just no people in the church. And I was talking to maybe Randy. So she took the paper, kind of took it out of my hand. I wasn't kind of paying attention. And she handed it back to me. And she, not only did she put people, she filled up every pew. So see, that's a vision. That's from God. See, she sees the pews filled up with people. But there was empty pews, but she didn't see that. Why? She has a spirit of faith that's been taught by her parents. That we don't look at the glass half empty. We look at it half full. Amen. The church is half empty, but we got to see it full. See, God sees it full. How do you get full? He builds the church. How does he build the church? We preach the gospel. Amen. We preach good news. And people get healed, get delivered, get blessed. See, God is here to manifest what I just talked about, faith. So if you got something from God today, we're going to believe, we're going to pray together as a church too. Have faith in God. You can have faith in Colorado, in God. You can have faith in Uganda, in God. Faith works anywhere. That's God's seed. It'll work anywhere, anytime, any place. All you got to do is hear, believe, and speak. So if you're listening, if you're here today, I think I know everybody in this church knows Jesus. But if you're listening, somebody's going to be listening to this because God said it's going through the world. And I'm helping. I'm doing some editing and I'm putting it out there. So, Father, there's some people that are listening. You don't know Jesus. All you got to do is put faith in what we said today. If you'll put faith and believe that he is God's son, only son, and to believe that he came and died on a cross and shed his blood for you, if you'll put your faith in that God raised him from the dead and he's now seated his son who sits there and is praying for you, if you'll put faith in that sacrifice in the blood of Jesus, the Bible says you'll get born again. You'll go from darkness to light. You'll get saved. You'll be born again. You'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus. And if you'll simply believe that and by faith confess that to the Father and then confess it before men, the Bible says you get born again, get saved. And then I would encourage you to get baptized, be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you need one or two of those, if you receive Jesus, all you got to do, send me an email, pastorj@wofwc.org. That's the short version of Word of Faith Worship Center. And we'll send you some information. Come to this church or find you a church that believes in and has faith in God, has faith in his word. And if you need healing today, Jesus is the healer. If you need deliverance today, Jesus is the deliverer. And all you got to do is come to Jesus. Come to those that believe in Jesus. The Bible says believers lay hands on the sick and they get healed. They recover. So if you're here today in this church, you need healing. You need something from God. You need, what's the desire of your heart? We're here to agree with you. I'm going to speak a prayer, and if you need prayer, come up here. I want us to be believing. Our kids are getting ready to go back to school. I like to see my kids the way God sees them. Nothing on their face but his glory. Come on. Nothing on their face but the glory of God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We talk about God as a God of freedom and God of life. And our Iredell and Statesville has given the parents and the kids a choice to either have to put a mask on their face or not. I'm believing for pro-choice, pro-life. But you know what? It starts with having faith in God that I don't care. Jesus said there's going to be all these things that's going to come upon the earth. Fear is going to get man's heart in these last days. But we're not to put our faith in man, but keep our faith in God. And just like the children of Israel, when the death angel came, because of the blood of Christ, because of the blood covenant, it could not enter into that house. You are the temple. You are the house of the Holy God, of God. Through the blood of Jesus, I don't care what it is, what name man has to put on it. If it's not from God, if it's not good, don't allow it in your house. And if it gets in, tell it to get out in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because we're going to have battles we're going to fight. The devil comes to church, but you know what? It ain't his church. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus, and I'm his. So that's when you put up the no trespassing sign. But you got to keep the perpetrators out. Because they see the sign, but you know what they do? They'll test the sign. Some of us have got guns. Some of us, I got a sword. Amen. Either one will work. Amen. To keep the devil out. The word will keep the devil out. But guns got to keep that perpetrator out. Sometimes it's got to be used. Amen. I said sometimes it got to be used. So, Father, we just thank you. We got to pray. We need to pray for our schools, for our teachers, for our nation. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. School season is getting ready to start. So I speak a blessing over Concord City, Lord. You have given us these places for authority, Lord, that we have authority. We have corporate authority over these areas. And we bind the power of the devil right now that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We release life. And we pray for our superintendents, for our council, for our boards, Lord, that they would make the right decisions based upon life. And we speak against the enemy, against the wiles and tricks of the devil. COVID variant, whatever man puts a title on it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command it to bow to that name. I call this people, this group of people free. I call their families free. I call their children free. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, that our children will do exploits for the kingdom of God. They are your temples going into the dark places, bringing light. When the light comes, the darkness has to flee. So we speak blessings and prosperity and protection to our kids and to our parents and to our nation right now. We lift up our nation and our government right now, Father, that they would protect us, protect our rights given to us by you, Father, written in our Constitution, that you have made us free to freely worship you and serve you, and freedom here in the United States of America. And Lord, we are the beacon to take that hope to the world. So Father, we just thank you right now. We decree it and declare it, and we're going to see it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you are sending us, you are shooting us out as arrows of light into this darkness. Lord, as your blood has covered this earth, the blood of Jesus has covered this whole earth with your glory. That's what you've called us to do, to cover the whole earth with your faith. Faith in the covenant of God. Faith in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Ron. I thank you, Lord, for strength and for a sound mind, for him coming back to church. Lord, I just speak blessings over his body, over his mind, over his family, Lord, over his finances, Lord. I speak blessings over to him in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call him forth as the mighty man of valor, like called Gideon. I call Ron Knapp forth to do what you called him to do, Lord, to be a voice of victory in the earth, to bring victory, to bring hope to others in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jack, for the vision you've given him, Father God. He writes that vision. He makes it plain, and he confesses it to you, Lord, and he possesses everything that you have given him freely in this earth, that he brings forth the fruit of his labor. And we give you the praise for that right now. The devil made it delayed. He might have got it delayed, but it ain't going to be denied. Jesus will accomplish what his word says in us, Lord. That vision is for an appointed time, Lord. And that vision, it will be seen in Jesus' name. It will speak in the name of Jesus. That vision will speak in Jesus' name. It'll speak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You need personal prayer this morning? Be glad to pray with you. Come on up here, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.